Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. We thank God one more time that we're here again here in Bible study so that we can study to show ourselves approved, so that we can steadfast in our faith, so that we can be transformed, amen, by the word of God. Learning and allowing what we learn in Bible study to take root and manifest in us so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing in the sight of our Lord our God. Amen. So it is a privilege and an honor to be here tonight and to be able to lead the charge here tonight. We're still talking about deliverance and warfare, but just different areas of the subject of deliverance and warfare. And tonight we're going to talk about the healing virtue and more as we continue to talk about deliverance and warfare and what does that look like. But let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more time that you allowed us to be here, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to receive. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you have your way right now. We come against every hindering spirit on the line today, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of fear, doubt, disbelief, pride, every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of confusion, frustration. We come against every spirit on the line today outside of the Holy Spirit, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you have your way right now with us, oh God. If you find any wickedness or error in us, entity, take it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, open up our spirit, oh God, that we can receive all from you right now. Oh Lord, withholding nothing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to his truth. You promise, oh God, to impart wisdom into us if we listen to your words and attain unto you wise counsel. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We therefore enter into your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern, hallelujah, discern your will for our life, oh God. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom according to Joel 12 and 13, and we stand on the word tonight, amen. And Heavenly Father, let our mouth speak your wisdom, Lord, because of the righteousness that you have imparted into us according to Psalm 37 and 30. In the hidden part of our life, oh God, make us know your wisdom according to Psalm 51 and 6. Teach us to number our days, oh God, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom, amen, according to Psalm 90 and 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom of you have founded the earth, oh God, and by knowledge, hallelujah, you established the heavens according to Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 20. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we thank you, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, are our Savior. We thank you that our eyes of your understanding are continually being enlightened, that we know, hallelujah, your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance of your saints. Amen. We thank you for your exceeding greatness right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe, trust, and rely on you only. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died on the cross for our sins. And we believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead and he now sits at your right hand. Amen. In heaven, according to Ephesians 1:17-23. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus who represents your power and wisdom to us because we are in him and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is the reality that causes us to glory in you forever, according to 1 Corinthians 1:22-31. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together to receive on tonight. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, to Bible study. Amen, amen. So we thank God again. I'm going to leave your lines closed tonight, you all, so that there's no disturbance in the background. When we open up the line for comments or any questions, I will open up your line at that time, one by one, calling the last four digits of your phone number or either calling you by your name for those whose numbers I know. Amen. So tonight we're talking about the healing virtue, you all. We're going to start in the book of Luke chapter 6. Verses 18 through 19. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 18 through 19. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verse 18 through 19. Amen. So the Bible says, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. So you all understand, and virtue is another key to being effective in ministry to those who need deliverance. So important. So there is a lack of healing and deliverance in some ministries or ministry experience because There is a lack of virtue. Now, virtue is power, you all. It's power. You'll find this in the book of Mark and Luke, as well as the sense, in the sense of power, miraculous energy or influence, dunamis power. You've ever heard of that? Inherited power residing in the nature of a thing. Virtue also means, you all, conformity, you all, to a standard of right, morality, or particular moral excellence. So virtue is moral excellence, excellence of character, integrity. Excellence is a talent of or quality that is unusually good and surpasses ordinary standards. Excellence represents the highest in standard of quality. So when we look at the scripture here, and the Bible says in verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for the power went out from him and healed them all. So once word of God, you all, healing power spread. One word from God, healing power spread, and crowds gathered just to touch him. For many, he had become a symbol of good fortune, you know, like a lucky charm or a magician. And instead of desiring God's pardon and love, they only wanted physical healing or a chance to see spectacular events. Make sure this is not you. See, some people still see God as a cosmic magician, or and consider a prayer as a way to get God to do his tricks or to do something for him, but God is not a musician. He is the master. Prayer is not a way for us to control. God is a way for us to put ourselves under his control, and this is what deliverance is for, and that is the way that this, the virtue of Jesus, the virtue of healing, is released, you all. Now, this is another form of deliverance, as we are talking about deliverance and warfare. When we look in the book of 2 Peter, and I'll give you our opportunity to get there, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Amen. 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 2 Peter, you all, chapter 1, verse 5. I just want to give everybody the opportunity to get there to follow me on tonight. I don't want to take it too fast. And you're like, well, yeah, Pastor, I don't know yet. So that's 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 5. Amen. Okay. So the Bible says, if you're in the King James Version, King James Version, amen. Amen. All right. Verse 5, you all. Verse 5, chapter 1, verse 5. Amen. The Bible says, you are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So God will help us remain true to our faith through whatever difficult times we must face. So the last time is the judgment day of Christ, described in the book of Romans and in Revelation. So we may have to endure trials and persecution of violent death, but our souls cannot be harmed if we have accepted Christ's gift of salvation. We know we will receive the promised rewards, you all. And even here, as we're talking about deliverance here tonight, and the Lexis English Bible says it this way, and for this same reason, and by applying of diligence, supply with your faith, excellence of character, and with excellence of character and knowledge, in order to be able to be delivered and to operate fully in the ministry of deliverance, bringing healing, releasing the healing virtue. You hear about the healing virtue of the balm of Gilead, the healing virtue. So you all, this is the level that the saints of God are called to. But moral excellence, virtue, you all, is something that is almost lost in society as a goal or standard. So there are many Christians who do not add virtue or moral excellence to their faith. So many believe that excellence is unattainable. So could this be part of the reason why we see so few miracles in our churches today? See, this is why we don't see ourselves performing greater works than Christ, when we see in the book of John 14 and 12. Jesus was both powerful and morally excellent. So he is our example. You are virtue flow from him as he went from city to city, healing and delivering those afflicted by the devil. So this was what set him apart. This is what should set us apart as well as believing Christians. You have that power. You have that healing virtue to be released, but you have to obtain it. So this definition of virtue, morally excellent, also speaks to holiness and righteousness. righteousness. So the Bible says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. So when you are ministering and you are full of virtue, a person of excellent character, your prayers will bring great results into the lives of those that you minister to. So virtue can be tangible and it can be measured. See, Jesus said virtue, leave him while he ministered. You all, in the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 30 says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And also in Matthew chapter 14, verse 36, it says that the sick begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. So virtue, y'all, was released to the sick and demonized wherever Jesus went. So people were made whole because of virtue. People who touched him in faith received this healing virtue. So wherever he entered into villages or cities or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, you all, and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched him were made well. You can see this for yourself in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 56. Now, virtue can be transferred, you all, to handkerchiefs and clothes, as an example of the Apostle Paul demonstrates, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. We see this in the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 12. That's Acts chapter 19, verse 12. So demons hate virtue, and they will leave because they hate virtue. So these were special miracles, you all. They're special anointings that carry a great amount of virtue. So healing and deliverance take place as a result of this virtue. So every believer has virtue within them. So if you are that believer, I'm talking about unwavering faith, you know, believing with no doubt. So every believer has virtue within them. You have virtue in you. This virtue can be released when there is faith. We talking about believing faith, not wavering faith. I'm talking about all faith. And you are ministering deliverance to someone. Your virtue can be increased by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting, amen. So that's, understand what I'm saying. Prayer and fasting. We know in the Bible, in the book of Matthew and Mark, where Jesus said that this kind only come out by prayer and fasting, amen. Look, when we look in the book of Matthew, you are Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. Matthew, I'll give you time to get there. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. So we're going to talk about healing those. We're going to talk about, you know, healing those evil spirits and infirmities, those that are being afflicted right now with evil spirits and the spirit of infirmity. When we look in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17, amen, give you all a chance to get there. Amen, give you all a little time to get there. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. All right, the Bible says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Verse 17 says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And bore our sicknesses. See, Jesus took, lifted infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, you all, by casting out spirits with his word and healing the sick. So there are many weaknesses, including sicknesses, you know, that are caused by evil spirits. And any infirmity is a condition or disease producing weakness. We know Mary Magdalene in the Bible and other women were healed of infirmities through deliverance. In the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 2 documents this, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven devils. Also in the book of Luke chapter 13 verse 10 through 17, we see where Jesus loosed a woman, a daughter of Abraham, from a spirit of infirmity. She was bound together as a result of this infirmity. Jesus healed many of infirmities and evil spirits, and the very hour he cured many infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. We see this in the book of Luke, chapter 7, you all. So there is healing and deliverance for weaknesses, you all. We sometimes need to drive out spirits of weakness and infirmity. The book says in the book of Psalm, chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled." See, when Jesus walked the earth, you all, there was nothing he didn't heal. When he left, he sent the Holy Spirit, who works in us to have the full extent of salvation that Jesus paid for on the cross. Amen. Build faith, hallelujah, build faith in those you are ministering to by letting them know that what was good for the people then is good for us here and right now. Amen. It is still good and available for us here right now because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We see this in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and 8. God does not change, you all. There is no shadow of turning with him. Because of God's faithfulness, we can trust that if he healed then, he will heal today. Amen. How many of you all have been dealing with sickness in your body and the doctor said no, and when you went back, all that he had saw was not there anymore. All that they said, hallelujah, because God divinely intervened and turned it around and healed you, healed your child, healed your mother, amen, that he is still a healer today, that he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change, amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23 says, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. See, it was is added here, you all understand, Jesus healed every disease, not some, every disease or sickness. People came to him with no exceptions. There was nothing too hard for him. Understand that, because I think in our minds we think, well, this is too much. This cancer is too much, and there's no way God is going to heal me. Come on, it's spreading fast, and there's just no way. They're saying my brain on this side, it has no response to it, and we've counted it out because man said, but I want you to know today that God is still a healer. Amen. Healing is available to all. Amen. During, hallelujah, during the kingdom time and now. Amen. It is amazing that some Christians still believe that God put sickness on his people. Sickness does not come from God. Some may ask God, why do you allow this sickness to come upon my body? They feel or may have been told by a church leader that it is the will of God for them to suffer sickness and not be healed. This is not biblical. God does not put sickness on his people. Jesus died so that we might be healed. So I do believe that there may be times when God allows sickness, especially for rebellion and disobedience, but for God's people, we can expect to live in health and to be healed of our diseases because of what Jesus did on the cross. So it comes with the territory, you all. When we look in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17 through 18, so not only should you expect to be healed, but you should also know that you are to pass on the healing to all those around you. Amen? So that is true kingdom living. Amen? He has made healing available to you, through you, by many avenues. Amen. So they are, we're going to talk about what they are, healing through the laying of the hands, you all. Laying hands, you know, we have a ministry, me and my husband, the gospel brother minister, go out to touch and heal, to touch and deliver, and because of the virtue, the healing virtue that is in us, and the faith that we have, that we're operating in pure faith and righteousness, amen, not by our own way, but by the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. See, healing through the laying of hands, we have that. We look in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 40. You come on, go with me right now to the book of Luke, amen. Luke chapter 4, and I'll give you time to get there. Luke chapter 4, amen. I usually try to just give you all a moment to get there so you can, you know, put your eyes on, set your eyes on the things of God, the word of God. Luke chapter 4, verse 40, amen. Bible says, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. and healed them. Amen. Amen. So sickness, you all, is an oppression of the devil. So it is no wonder that the demons reacted as Jesus ministered through laying on of hands. Demons hate the laying on of hands, you all. They do not want you to lay your hands on, amen, on sick people and drive them out. They don't want you to do that. You know, some have been taught to never lay hands on demonized people, but this is not the teaching of Jesus. He laid hands upon people who had demons and drove them out. So. You are, although all deliverance do not require the laying on of hands, you should not fear laying hands upon people to drive out demons. It is a valid administration of the ministry of deliverance. So laying on of hands is a foundational doctrine, you all. When we look in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. Hebrews chapter 6, if you're writing it down, it's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. The Bible says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Amen. And verse 2 says, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Amen. So when the Lord wants to release his power in the earth, he often does it through the laying on of hands. See, spirit-filled believers can lay hands on the sick and expect to transfer virtue or power, dunamis power, you all, into the bodies of the afflicted and see them heal. So this virtue will drive out sickness and disease, amen, which are works of the devil. And I said it, it's the work of the devil. It is the works of the devil. So we as believers, are walking reservoirs of the healing anointing. Amen. We carry with us the virtue of Jesus Christ. See, demons do not want believers, but believing Christians. You know, some people are just Christians, but we talk believers, believing Christians, to know the power and virtue that is released through the laying on of hands, because they know that it is the foundation for releasing the power of God into the earth. See, all believers should be trained. You know, you always should be trained up, and all should be trained up, trained and released to the laying of hands on the people for healing and deliverance and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So there is a fine line, you all, between healing and deliverance. See, there are some people who will not be healed until evil spirits are cast out. And some people want to hold on to those evil spirits, believe it or not, until those evil spirits are cast out. See, now, once the evil spirit is cast out, the damage done to the part of the body can then be healed. Amen. See, the spirits of death and destruction also need to be cast out, you all, along with the infirmity, you all, in many cases, you all. See, unforgiveness and bitterness also need to be renounced. See, in most cases, before healing and deliverance through laying on the hands can be effective, the laying on the hands, you all, is effective in both casting out the evil spirits and ministering healing. Amen. So just as power lies in the hand of God, according to Habakkuk 3 and 4, it also lies in the hands of his servants. So there is tremendous power released through anointed holy hands. Walk in faith and believe what the Word of God teaches in this area, you all. Your life in church will never be the same after you practice this doctrine. We are to be doers of the Word and not just hearers only, but be doers of the Word. Do not be afraid. Do not have that fear. That comes from the kingdom of Satan. God does not give us the spirit of fear. Lay hands, believe when you lay hands and decree and declare. There are times I just lay hands on myself, believe in heaven's sake, and decree and declare I am healed. You know, and believe it. It's been times with my husband where he wasn't feeling well, just laying hands. We'd be like, lay hands on me and believe it. The first thing I say, do you believe? Yes, I believe. He asked me, do you believe that you're healed? Say that I'm healed. Laying hands and receiving that. Amen. So there's healing through deliverance, amen. Demons can be the reason why so many people are sick, you all. So many people are sick. They may have a spirit of infirmity. So cast out the spirit of infirmity and pray for the person's total restoration in the name of Jesus. We look in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 2, that you can see more how to be effective in this in this deliverance, in this healing, you all, and healing through breaking curses. Some of us are dealing with generational demons, you all. Some people are plagued with generational demons of infirmity, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, certain heart conditions, and many other things, you all, cancers and mental illness. So if there is a generational curse that is activating sickness in someone's body, you understand, or your body, know that because Jesus was made a curse for us, you can encourage them, encourage yourself to tell the devil that he will not put this sickness in your body or in their body. They can declare, I don't care if my mother, grandmother, great-grandmother had this disease, the cure stops here. I break it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Motivate them, motivate yourself, encourage yourself them to rise up and use their authority. Use your authority saying, I am not cursed, I am blessed. My body is blessed with healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, amen. You have the power and the authority. So we got healing through the anointing oil. Anointing oil, we find this in the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 13. Anointing oil, you all, represents the Spirit of God and the anointing. The anointing is what drives sickness and disease out of our bodies. The anointing oil breaks yokes of bondage. We know, and we've seen this in the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, and sickness is a form of bondage. You can use anointing oil and laying on of hands as you pray for the sick and those who are vexed by the devil, and hallelujah, and see them healed and delivered as well as yourself. Amen. Also, y'all, healing comes through faith. When we look in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible tells us healing through faith. For some people, sickness is a mountain. It's always in their way. It's always in their way. Day in and day out, we're dealing with this sickness. So it's become this mountain in one's life. It seems like something they can't overcome. If it ain't one thing, it's another. They wake up with something new the next day and, you know, add it all to what they're already dealing with. That mountain is just building. But you can speak to them the truth according to Mark chapter 11, verse 23, that says, when you have faith and don't doubt, you will speak to a mountain and it will move. Amen. So even as you pray for them or yourself, speak to their mountain of sickness, whatever it is, lupus, be removed and cast into the sea. Diabetes, be removed and cast into the sea. Cancer, be removed and cast into the sea. Whatever it is, but as the minister and intercessor, don't doubt in your heart. So if you are the one that's ministering, is praying over this person or people, don't have doubt in your heart. Don't let the enemy cause you to fear as you are being the one to lead the charge. Don't have doubt in your heart. This is why you have to be careful to guard your heart. Don't hang around people who doubt. Keep your heart free from doubt and unbelief. See, there is going to come a time when you will have to speak to some things in your own life and in the lives of others. So every time a mountain gets in your way, instead of turning around and running, you need to stand face to face and say, be thou removed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Grow up in your faith. Open your mouth and talk to sickness. Hallelujah. Say, I command this sickness to leave my body, his body, her body, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 says that those things which he said, hallelujah, this is not even about prayer. This is just speaking. See, some stuff you have to just speak to. Hallelujah. He will have whatever he says. Amen. 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 You know, and healing you are healing through virtue. Healing through virtue or touch. According to the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 29 through 30. Amen. So we talked, hallelujah, you know, we were talking about this earlier, you all, about the healing virtue and the touch. See, but Jesus' virtue can be in you if you pray and fast. How many of you all pray and fast, live a life of prayer and fasting? Amen. Amen. See, in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 19 says, especially as a minister, you should be living a life of praying and fasting. This should be your lifestyle. This should definitely be your lifestyle in your church. Amen. The book of Luke in chapter 6, verse 19 says, the whole multitude sought to touch him for power, and it went out from him and healed them all, not just some, not just half, but all. See, worship is a way you ought to reach out and to touch the heart of God. See, true worshipers know how to get in God's presence. So as you reach up in pure worship, you will be like the multitudes in Jesus' day, for as many as touch it were made perfectly well. Amen. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him, according to the word of John 4:23. See, is this your hour? That is the question. Is this your hour? Have you experienced your own healing and are being led to pray for others' healings? This is your hour. Enter in and worship the King of Kings. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Enter in today. Amen. It's one of my favorites. So enter in. We enter in. Amen. We're still talking about healing. Just now coming into Bible study tonight. You know, we're talking about healing, the healing virtue, and deliverance and being delivered. So many of us are dealing with whatever is trying to, whatever is plaguing our bodies, and understanding we need to be delivered. There's deliverance available. There's healing that's available. Amen. So there's healing you all through the presence of God. There is healing. The power of the Lord was present, amen, to heal them. When we look in the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 17, praise and worship is there to invite God's presence in so that people will be healed, amen. It is not a warm-up to the message, you all. It's not a warm-up, amen, amen. You are healing through prayer. You know, what's your prayer life like? We look in the book of James 5 and 16, amen. As people come to you and you begin to pray, speak the word and discern their issues. They will share things about their past experience, you all, faults, failures, and reasons they believe they are where they are today. This is a biblical process. In the book of James chapter 5:16 says that we must confess our faults and pray for one another that we may be healed. See, sometimes healing doesn't come until we confess our fault and let somebody pray for us. See, this is humility. And sometimes humility is the key. You know, a lot of us, we won't dare do that. We won't dare, you know, not confess. And just knowing that's the key to your healing, to confess to you one another so that you may be healed, so we can pray and be healed. When we were on a prayer call for 40 days from January 1st to February 9th, and praying, we were transparent. We were able to come and just pour out and pray for one another and receive healing. Amen. But if you're holding that back and trying to hide it and keep it in secret, then what you're doing, you're holding on to that sickness, you're holding on to that infirmity. You know, you're giving it access and the right to operate in you.
Yeah.
But you, baby, your healing is right there. But you will not confess. You will not confess so that we can pray about it. Amen. Confessing those things to one another. Amen. You know, and healing you all through the gift of healing. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12:9-28 here, when Jesus left the earth, he said that we would do greater works than he did. He also said that he would send a helper to instruct us and guide us in these greater works. See, the Holy Spirit came among men to dwell in us, giving us supernatural ability to carry out the works of Christ. So he accomplishes this by endowing us with various gifts that all work together to bring people into relationship with God. So one of these gifts is the gift of healing. Amen. Well, can you hold on to that healing? You know, when the pastor come or when the prophet come and lay hands and heal you, will you hold on to your healing? Or as soon as they leave, when you have doubt again and go right back into it, giving the enemy access to operate back in you, when you continue to fear, oh, I feel good for a moment, but as soon as you walk out, do you lose it? See, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. You always talk about, and then we're talking about healing through fasting and prayer. Healing, see, in the book of Isaiah 58:8, to back this up, sometimes you will have to advise the people to whom you are ministering to, you all, to fast, or you yourself to fast. See, when they fast in the way that God leads them, he says that their light shall break forth like the morning, their healing shall spring forth speedily, and their righteousness shall go before them. The glory of the Lord shall be their rear guard. Amen. According to this verse, amen, in Isaiah, you all, they will be healed when they fast. But better yet, fasting can also serve as a preventive medicine. It says that the glory of the Lord shall be, hallelujah, be your rear guard. In other words, sickness can't sneak up on them. Amen. If sickness can't sneak up on you, God has your back. God has their back. So while everyone else is getting swine flu or coronavirus or or any other disease that's out there that's lurking, that's plaguing the people, hallelujah, you will be healthy. They will be healthy. You know, while there's no cure for the common cold as we know it, you know, they just treat the cold. You see, hallelujah, you and they will sail through cold seasons with not even one symptom of a sniffle or a cough. You know, when you go in a place, amen, where people, they're tested positive for the COVID-19, but it will not touch you. Hallelujah. Then there are just those times when nothing else would do except the sacrifice of going without food, a time to surrender your flesh or their flesh to the Spirit of God that brings life. See, Jesus talks about this in the book of Matthew chapter 17 and 21 says, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. I fasted for 40 days many times and there was no food for 40 days. And I'm telling you, just allowing God to fill you up. I didn't go hungry. I was not hungry, you know, because I was in the Word of God, and He kept me full, and He kept me. Amen. And there were people that were going through that needed healing, that needed to be delivered and set free. And God used me, but that the particular things that they were going through in their body required fasting and prayer. Prayer and fasting, you know, and a lot of us do not want to make that kind of sacrifice. Oh, that's too much of me. I can't do all that. Oh, no, I'm on medication, you know. But trusting God and asking God what type of fast for you to be on. Just ask God to lead you to what type of fast, amen. Because that's because I fasted in that type of, it may not be for you to fast for 40 days. It may be just for you to fast for your dinner hour. It may be for you to fast from 6 to 6 to turn that plate over, you know, one time out the day. So ask God what that fast is for you, amen. You know, hallelujah. You all are speaking of healing through the Word of God, healing through using the Word of God to heal. When we look in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20, the Bible says that God sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. See, we also know that God's Word does not return to Him void. Amen. So it accomplishes everything which it is sent out to do. According to the book of Isaiah 55:11, see, if He spoke healing to us, then we are what? We are healed. Jesus said that man would not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. So that is why learning and meditating on the Word of God is so important for our healing. It's important for our healing, you all. So encourage yourself. Encourage the person to whom you are ministering to declare that by the Word of God, hallelujah, that by the Word of God, they shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. Encourage them to read the Word. Encourage yourself daily to get in the Word of God. Confess the Word and build an arsenal of healing scriptures. Let them know, and hallelujah, that they can trust God for their healing and deliverance because His Word will accomplish in them all that He intends. It doesn't matter what it look like or feel like or how long you've been there or how long they have been there. There is healing available in the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to open up the lines if you have any questions or comments. Amen. If you have any questions or comments, I will open up the lines for those right now. I believe we have Sister Jordan. Amen. We'll open up your line first. If you don't have any comments or questions, just say amen.
Amen. Amen. This is some good word that you're giving us on tonight. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. We thank God. Thank God. Thank God. All right, Sister Dilla, God bless you. Go ahead.
Mama. Good evening, everybody. I was listening to the scriptures and following you with the scriptures, you know, back and forth. And it's so true. I've been through the situation of the healing. You know, you feel good. You pray about it. Then the next thing, you turn around, you're back to the same way you were.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm learning to trust God. And to say the faith in the all, you anoint your body and pray and believe. Yeah. I'm going to give an example, and I'm going to beat you. Last night, Darryl told me I had gout, and my big toe was hurting so bad, like somebody was shooting it with a nail gun, a hot gun, and all the above.
Jesus.
And I got that all, and I put that all on that toe and that ankle, and I prayed. Believe me, it went away.
Amen.
So I believe God do all things. He never fail. And like you say, his word do not go bald. And that is so true.
Yeah.
That's what good Bible study. I started not to come to Bible study tonight, but I did. I needed that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
The only
just
thing is try to keep you back because the enemy will try to. I mean, every way, which way, we need, you know, push through. You just never know what God has for you right here and right now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right here.
You got to push through. Got on today.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
amen. Amen. Glory,
glory
to God. Thank you.
And you all better be in the healing scriptures. I'd be happy to know from last Bible said last few. If you send me your email, you all, I can send you some healing scriptures that you speak over yourself and be praying to declare your healing or anyone that you needed from before. House cleaning. Just have to send me over your email so I can send it out collectively. Amen. Not to text with them.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your comments and your testimonies.
You're welcome. God bless you, too.
God bless you, too. Amen. Evangelist Kimberly Relford, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And I'm so encouraged to hear my sister over there praising because I know she had been going through Mother Zillis.
Yeah.
So thank God for healing. And also, you got our email. Just hit us up with the scriptures. We need them anytime. You don't even have to ask us. When you have stuff like that, just send it on because it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. And so thank you for this word. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Amen. Amen. I have some of you all's emails, not everybody, but those of you all who email. I have everybody that's in minister training, but everybody else that's in Bible study that's part of the church family or guests, I don't have yours. So you can send it over to 346-719-3349. Again, the number is 346-719-3349. And I'll be happy to email you healing scriptures to speak over yourself. And anyone that's in your family, amen, that are needing the healing, to use that by faith, amen. Amen. Sister Evangelist Irina Dudley, welcome. Go ahead. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. I want to say amen. I just thank you for the scriptures that went forth, the word that went forth. It was a blessing. I just thank God that Mama Dilla is doing okay. I just thank God everybody made it on the prayer. I mean, not the prayer, I'm sorry, the Bible study line. And I just thank God in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. We've been on the prayer line for 40 days. So, yeah.
Why?
Like,
I got up this morning and said, oh, Lord, I'm 10 minutes late.
Oh, yeah, because we closed out yesterday, so today was the first day we went on there together. Yes. God bless you, sister. Amen. Thank you for your comment. Amen. Sister Kathy Hudson, God bless you. Go ahead, Mother. Go ahead. Sister Hudson? Hello? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Mackie, I believe this is your name, Sharon. Go ahead. God bless you. Welcome.
God bless everybody. I need a prayer. I had a dream, and it's been having me in a bad way. So I need a prayer. I mean, real bad way. So I need prayer because Satan kind of creeped in here, so I need to get him out.
Okay, yes, amen. Amen. We just thank God for you right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come lifting up your daughter on tonight. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, Father God, that you would divinely intervene right now. Oh, Lord, that you will walk the house right now, purify and sanctify the mind and thoughts of your daughter. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we uproot every seed that the enemy is planning to cause destruction, to cause fear. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with all his roots, shoots, and tentacles right now, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that is destroyed. We decree and declare victory over you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your home and all that's in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cancel every assignment of the wicked one, every evil person, evil doer, evil spirit right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that it is dead and no more a part of your life. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, create your daughter a clean heart right now. Oh, Father God, let peace come and be still within our God. Peace in our home right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, God, let her fill you on tonight. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move on her right now. Mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let peace overtake her right now. Let joy and happiness overtake her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let, oh, Father God, shine your light in the home of your daughter, oh God, cleansing out all darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let, we command every spirit operating our Father, Holy Spirit, in the home or heart of your daughter, come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that all is well and good in your house. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you are blessed and you can never be cursed. That our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened right now and turned it all around for your good in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. God continue to be your strength. If you need us, call us. You have my number. We'd be happy to pray with you even more after the Bible study here tonight. Talk about what your dream was about, and so that we can attack that was in the dream and interpret the dream, because I do have the gift of interpretation of dreams. So call me after Bible study if you want to talk more about it. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Sister Connie, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I got on a little late, about 7:20, but I still got the meat. Not the potatoes, but I got the meat. One of the very good lessons. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We're lifting up your family. You all keep us with the Connie, the Garcia family, I believe, in prayer. They lost a loved one, so we definitely pray that God will comfort the family, let peace come and be still in the hearts of every family member, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as they celebrate the life of their loved one. God bless you. God
thank
keep
you,
Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for
thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know this, but your name, but what's the last four digits of your phone number? Is 2955, area code 281. Welcome. Hello. Last four digits of your number is 2955. Welcome.
Hello, how you doing? I'm at work right now. That's why I'm so quiet.
Oh, is this Kevin?
This is James Smith.
James, I'm going to say James. James Smith, God bless you, brother. Okay.
All right.
You're at work right now.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to have to just listen and not speak, okay?
All righty. No problem. We're about to wrap up here. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Want to make sure we didn't forget anybody that's on the call. I know everybody's number, but we thank God for everyone that's here in Bible study, that you took the time out tonight. Like Sister Dee was here, I started not to get on, so, but we thank God that you made the choice tonight to come to Bible study and receive. You know, the Bible says wherever God is at work, the enemy is too. So the devil is busy trying to keep you away. God is trying to bring you in, and the devil is trying to fight you to stay out. Amen. And we're going to wrap up here, but I want to talk about healing through clothes. You out in the clothing. See, the healing anointing is transferable. Just like any other spirit, the healing anointing is transferable as well. It can be in clothing, so it is tangible. We pray over prayer cloths, and, you know, I have a prayer cloth here. I pray over oil, water, clothing, you know. And people have been healed, you all. So understanding, there is healing, you know, in the clothing. There's a healing virtue, and there's a transfer in clothing, and it's in the Bible. It tells us in the Bible as well, you all. So a person set cloth on fire in his six mother's home, you all, and the smoke from the cloth healed her, because the clothing had the healing anointing in the clothing, you all. So, and she had been, and this is a story I want to tell you all, she had been bedridden for years, and she couldn't get up out of her bed, and she was healed. So in other countries, they don't have doctors and hospitals as we do in America. Like in Africa, people don't have the money, and it's not like here. It's plenty here, you know, for us to go into, and we're not denying. So they live a life of prayer and fasting and believing, and, you know, and so the anointing, the healing anointing, believe. Remember, it's all about believing. You have to believe, you know, believe. So people are needing healing desperately. They're desperate for healing. They don't all have all the prescription and medicine and health insurance and Medicaid and Medicare and all that. So they come to different services. Because I've been there in Africa and these other foreign countries, and they have healing services, you all. So they come to the services of believing that if they don't get their healing there, they're not going to make it. So they have high expectancy and high faith. And God honors faith, you all. God honors faith. Amen. So when they come, and as we should come, you know, expecting, come believing and receive the healing, amen. Don't come without, but believing. I'm saying people, they're ready to receive in their mind, and it's nothing you can tell them to believe not, that they will not be healed. They come with all faith. You know what I'm saying? They come with that believing faith, like nothing would deter them from getting that, receiving that healing. Amen. We look in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 35 to 36, says, and when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all the surrounding regions, brought him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many touched him, he were perfectly made perfectly well. So understand that God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Apostle Paul, so that even his handkerchief, we read the Bible, or aprons, were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out. But I always say, you all, first gotta have faith. Gotta have faith, amen. So have the faith to receive your healing, amen. God bless everyone on tonight. If you have any other comments or questions, please press 1, and I'll be able to answer those for you. If not, we're going to wrap up here tonight, as we have 5 minutes left here in our Bible study. And I just thank God for the lesson on tonight, amen. And it just helps us, and it just keeps us in the place of walking and living a life, trusting God, you know, and believing God to be the God, Almighty God, all sovereign God, and that all that we need is in Christ. Everything that you need is available in Christ Jesus. But will you believe it so that you can have it, so that you can receive it? Amen. Amen. God bless everyone again. Everyone is here. Everybody that's been in prayer with us for the last 40 days. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sister Mackie, if you want to give us a call at the Bible study, we'd love to speak with you, talk to you, pray with you even more. I do have you on my prayer list. We pray for you daily. We call your name out during the 40 days of prayer. So we've been praying for you, lifting you up. I believe in nobody being left behind. So if you're part of the gospel public ministry, we're not going to forget about you. We're going to make that call, you know, as shepherds, amen, because we are the shepherds, hallelujah, and God has put us in a position so we cannot allow our sheep to go astray and be like, okay, they went that way on their own. No, we're in a position to be able to go out there and get you, bring you back in, amen, no matter what kind of condition you are in, or no matter what has attacked you on the outside, to bring you back in, amen, with love, with joy, amen, to bring you back in. So God bless you. Know that we love you, and we thank God for everyone here, every visitor for being here on tonight. God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that we have knowledge and wisdom that coming from you, Father God, to apply your word to our daily lives. Father God, that we will be healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will no longer operate in bondage and understand that Jesus set us free, so we are free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask that you touch every heart and mind, Father God, bringing peace to all, to every home, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, that you would change us all, Lord God, and make us more like you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, though we leave this line, but never your presence, Lord God, Lord, I ask that you go with your children, Father God, as they lay down on tonight, Father God, let peace come and be still, Father God, in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, send your warring angels, Lord God, to, hallelujah, to encamp around and to protect them and their family members and loved ones from all hurt, harm, and danger, seeing them foreseen dangers of this world, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we lay down to sleep on tonight, Lord God, touch our hearts, Lord God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, bringing healing, bringing restoration, bringing peace, joy, and happiness to us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And as we wake up on tomorrow, Father God, hallelujah, restored and renewed by the Holy Spirit of the living God, my God, and we just want to say Thank you, Lord. And Father God, we love you. We love you, Father God. We give it all over to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen, you all. God bless you. May God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. May you lean not to your own understanding, but to the understanding, the will, and the purpose that God has for your life. And if you don't understand, ask God to reveal those things to you by faith and receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we're saved, that we come together. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Join us, you all, here tomorrow for midweek service, and we thank God. You have a good night. God bless you. God keep you. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.